Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Why are we playing Christmas music? Because it's time to put up the Christmas lights. That's what they're saying. It's Anna and Raven. People are putting up Christmas lights during the coronavirus pandemic to spread cheer, ease anxiety, and give people something to drive around and look at.
Oh, yeah, Anna, where did this idea come from?
I don't know, but
Some kid in Iowa, I heard.
Oh, is that an idea?
Some kid was like, give me something to look at, Dad, and he went out and he put it up. And listen, I don't want to sound terrible. I love children.
Grinch. Oh, you're the Grinch.
I got the lights down for the first time this year in a timely fashion.
Right.
All right. 3 weeks after Christmas is probably the best I've ever done before in my life. It's a 32-foot high ladder. Okay.
Yep.
And I got up there and I got them done, frozen hands, and they're all down.
And I got to go put them back up.
And my wife doesn't like it if I only put them up to like a chest height or whatever. She's like, we're only doing half the job here. Forget it.
You're not going to put them back up? So.
How long can Christmas lights really keep kids busy for anyways? Like a day or two? And we're buying a day or two with my effort?
Here's the truth. When I first heard about this, I'm like, no, like, stop it. Like, let's just stay home and watch TV and just chill out and like we'll
right.
be okay.
Come on,
be
start The Office from episode one.
Right.
You'll buy yourself a few days there.
But then Hallmark announced that they're going to air the 27 original Countdown to Christmas holiday movies starting tomorrow at noon all the way through Sunday at 6 p.m.
Humbug!
And I was like, I'm here for that. All those Hallmark movies, the Christmas movies, I didn't get a chance to watch.
People are running out of options, too. That's the thing is you know, you're 3 days in, 4 days into staying home at this point, and you've already gone through every single show that you ever wanted to watch. Last night, my wife is texting with my sister-in-law, and they're just trading show ideas.
Right.
They're like, all right, what do you watch? Okay, what do you watch? Just back and forth, making a list.
Now, the truth is that I'm not very into the Christmas lights. My husband does the Christmas lights, and he really does like two bushes in front of our house.
Right.
And that's really it.
Mm-hmm.
But I go all out for Halloween.
Right.
So I was wondering
if you could cross.
What if I could put out my Halloween and the Christmas decorations?
It's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
It's hybrid.
But then I'm like, are people going to think that I'm being obnoxious if I start hanging up my skeletons? Like, I see.
Well, if you hang
gruesome.
Santa in the front yard, well, yes, then that would probably be bad. Okay.
If I put reindeer.
Are we talking just Christmas lights? Or are we talking Santa? Are we talking inflatables too? Because it's awfully windy this time of year.
Mm.
I've got a 9-foot tall Frosty. It'll be in my neighbor's tree.
If Santa comes out of a coffin in my yard. I'm not sure we're going to be sending the right message.
Right,
that
right.
We want to send.
They're driving through the neighborhood now. Everybody's celebrating together. You're bringing cheer to those that are isolated. And here comes Santa, an effigy of his body coming out of a coffin.
Right. I don't know. It will give people something to talk about and distract them from the coronavirus.
Yeah, distraction is for real. Yeah,
yeah.
It would be.
Yep.